Hello, good evening. Hello. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's a brief survey about the environment. It'll be very quick. Hello, sir. Okay, great, sir. Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Great. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, well, we want to know, sir, is what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, sir? Like in your own words, what do you feel is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota?
Too many to point my finger at right now.
All right. Well, in your words, sir, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue to you, sir?
Global environmental?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're
asking? Like, for example, fossil fuels need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation, that so forth?
Climate change.
Okay. And moving on, sir, to you, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
The same.
Okay. Climate change, no problem. Well, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? For example, electric utilities. Do you consider that excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. All right. What about medical manufacturing? How do you rate the environmental performance of that? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair? All right. What about refining? Did you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And forest products, would you consider it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. And mining, sir, would you consider that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What kind of mining?
It doesn't specify, sir. That's okay. What about agricultural and farming? How would you rate the environmental performance of that, sir? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Of what?
Agricultural and farming?
Fair.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, well, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Like, for example, environmental groups. Would you consider that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
As far as jobs are concerned, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. I was asking, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Consider excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And county land departments, how would you manage, how do you feel they're managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. And forest and timber industries, how would you rate how they're handling the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Sir, do you consider it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And the U.S. Forest Service, how do you feel they're managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, and poor?
Fair.
Okay. And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, how do you feel they're managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, and poor?
Fair.
Okay, moving on, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. We would like to know as well, sir, is how important do you feel the forest product industries, which include wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Do you feel it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Important.
All right. Would you say very important or somewhat important? Okay. All right. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very.
Very significant. All right. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place, sir? Do you consider it more than harvesting, same as harvesting, fewer than harvesting?
Well, hopefully the same as harvest.
Okay. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s, sir? Do you feel there is more, fewer, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. All right. Moving on, sir. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. And moving on, sir. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative? Yes. Hello, sir?
No impact.
No impact, I'm sorry. Do you feel it is possible to increase time harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Harvesting what?
Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
No? All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Would you say a yes or a no?
Well, that's yes. They already do it.
Yes? Oh, okay. And moving on quickly, sir. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood, chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Repeat that one again, please.
Yes. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
No? All right. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provided needed jobs and income to community members, sir. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota State Company, a significant component of the Minnesota State economy, a minor component of the Minnesota State economy, or is it a faded component of the Minnesota state economy, sir?
Significant.
Significant. All right. And like many industries, sir, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs, sir? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investments creates public-private efforts to address forest industry work, forest issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry, sir? Would you support or oppose? I'm sorry. Did you say support or oppose? Oh, okay. All right, sir. Quickly moving on. We're almost done. Well, I'm just going to read to you a list of several components of the program. And after each, I just want you to tell me if we'd support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. For example, creating a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that? Hello,
I'm
sir?
I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, yes. I'm reading to you several components of a program, and I just want you to tell me if you would support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, sir. For example, creating a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
All right. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
All right. And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. These last questions. Thank you so far for your responses. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
Great. And what is your age, sir? Would you say you're 18 to 34, 35 to 49? 50 to 64 or over 65?
50 to 64.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
And would you say your annual household income is less than $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over 100,000?
50.
Okay. Do you consider your political views to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And in which of the following categories, sir, would you put your job or business? Would you say manufacturing, business or retail, sales, construction, farming or agricultural, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade, a white-collar professional service, business management? Or would you say you're retired, a homemaker, a student, or unemployed?
Retail.
Retail? All right. Mm-hmm. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well is, well, actually, sir, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers are so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.